Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, your words of encouragement will come from Brother Ben Griffin. The message is entitled Confronting Crisis and comes from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. I advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourself a quiet corner, and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Sister Danielle, for a warm welcome this morning. Today's lesson, certainly in the midst of a current crisis of corona, certainly this lesson, I hope and trust, will be encouraging to each of us on today. Our text, taken from 1 Peter 5, verse 7, the Bible says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. This suggests, then, whatever circumstance you may find yourself in during this time of crisis in our country, whether it's political, economical, financial, spiritual, domestic, whatever it may be, you need to realize that you can cast all your cares upon Jesus, for he cares for you. You realize this, that becoming a Christian is the world's best and greatest decision anyone would ever make in their life. But even at best, being a true believer still does not shield us from all crises of this life. When we speak of crisis, we have reference to a dilemma that has gotten out of control. It is when a person or something is at risk to incur or has incurred a loss. It's an unstable or uncertain time or state of affairs, the outcome of which has major impact. A dilemma being a predicament requiring a choice between equal undesirable alternatives. According to crisis theory, a crisis arises out of some change in a person's life circumstance that alters his or her relationship and or his or her perception of him or of herself. The person in crisis characteristically feels himself threatened and finds his normal way of coping inadequate. There is a reduction, a reduced ability to function and an intense struggle to regain balance. Crises are categorical in that they can be social, they can be domestic, they can be personal, they can be physical, mental, spiritual, and they can be childhood crisis and adult crisis. Crisis is a common part of the human experience. At times, it evades everyone's personal world, bringing surprise, dread, and confusion, forcing some kind of decision. Therefore, it becomes crucial how a person responds in time of crisis. So how can the Christian be equipped to confront such times? In confronting crisis, there are events that transpire. We like to say from a Christian perspective that God confronts the person. This means that you are faced with a decision between growth or shrinking back. James chapter 1 and verse 2, the Bible says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations or circumstances or a crisis, for they will come. Your crisis becomes a time of judgment. A person has three avenues to choose from. They can either go forward beyond the stage where they are, or they can stay where they are, or they can retreat to a still earlier and lower stage, and that is going into deep depression and become paralyzed and neutralized and just have nowhere to go, no goal, no objection, no motivation, anything to move forward. But Paul reminds us in Philippians that we can move forward if our mind is set on the prize of the high calling of God. We must forget these things which are behind us and press forward to the future. You know, the Bible reveals three examples of crisis. One of these crises is life-threatening. That is the fear of drowning. You know, in Mark chapter 4, verse 34, wherein the disciples of the Lord was in the ship, Jesus in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow, and, of course, the storm came up, and they panicked, and they began to awaken the Lord, and they asked the Lord, or cares not that we perish. What a ridiculous request, but the Lord does care. He demonstrated that he cared when he got up and he caused this wind to cease and said, peace, be still. And then there is another occasion in the Bible which is a provisional crisis. Sometimes we don't think we have enough food. They thought they would run out of food in John chapter 6, wherein they had been with the people all day and they had run out of food, and the Lord told them to cause people to sit down in the crowd of hundreds or thousands, and one apostle or disciple said, Lord, we only have this, but what is this among so many? And the Lord challenged their faith, and he told them to cause them to sit down, and there was a young lad in the midst of them with three barley loaves and two fish, and the Lord looked up to the heavens and prayed, and everyone was fed, and there was fragments left over. Again, they were in a crisis, but the Lord calmed their crisis. They had the fear of drowning in the ship, but the Lord calmed their crisis. And when it comes to loyalty, here's another crisis, loyalty versus survival. You know, there will be a time, and hopefully we don't need to experience it, but you need to be loyal to something, or you fear your survival, whether telling the truth to your boss or losing your job, or telling on a friend or losing your job, or whatever the case may be. But confess Christ. Peter had this problem in Luke chapter 22. He either was confess Christ or deny him and live. See, there's an option he had. This dilemma Peter was in. When they confronted him about, aren't you one of those disciples, weren't you one of those Galileans? And Peter was trapped. If I say I know Christ, I'll die. I can deny him and I live. But look at the relationship he would have denied the Son of God. And so there are some difficult crises that we can find ourselves in. But if we understand the stages of crisis, will help us to better confront it. A crisis brings forth a sense of need. It forces one to face the fact that they can't handle everything by themselves. And that brings us to the point of our passage this morning. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be vigilant, be sober, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Times of crisis are intended to rob you of your faith, your confidence, your relationship with the Lord. Don't allow your circumstance, as dreadful as it may be, to cause you to lose your faith. But cast all your cares continuously upon the Lord. Well, he truly, he does care for you. I hope this short, brief lesson this morning will impact your spirit and your soul to a point to realize that we have nothing to fear. The Lord is all with us. May he bless you and may he keep you on your journey on this day.
Thank you so much, Brother Griffin, for an amazing job on this morning. I trust and pray that everyone takes something away from the words of encouragement, incorporate it through your life, and share it with others. If you have a prayer request, please press the number 1 on your phone at this time. And when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. I ask that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every family represented on the call today, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our ministers, that they too would be protected, and God would continue to guide their steps and allow them to continue to provide us with words of encouragement on a daily basis. I'm asking for your blessing as my husband and I travel today, for my birthday will be on Sunday, so we are taking a trip, and I ask you all pray for our safe travel. as well as everyone else on the road, that we respect each other's space, allowing us all to get to and from our destination safely. Thank you. 3964, state your request.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Pam. I'd like to thank the brother for the message this morning. I ask and pray for my family as a whole, especially for my daughter Jayla, who has COVID-19 but is doing fine. Just pray for her and the people that she had come in contact with. Pray for her to keep her spirits up and that know that God is in control. Ask and pray for my mom and my dad, as well as my daughter Kennedy and my husband Rick. Pray for all of their health. Pray for me that God will give me guidance, and pray for our new convert at church and our minister who had surgery. Thank you.
Thank you. 1340, state your request.
Good morning. I'm asking prayers. Thank you for the lesson, brother. This is Carol Walker. I'm asking prayers for Mr. George Sarath. He's an 80-year-old grandfather of my daughter's boss, and he is having brain surgery on Friday. And I pray that I'll be able to come back on Monday and give you all a praise report on how well he did. So I'm asking for prayers for him. Pray for me. I have a mild concussion. I've been out of work for 2 days. I'm on my way back this morning. That all will go well. Thank you.
Thank you. 1154, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Cynthia Baker from Savannah, Georgia. I want to thank the brother for the message. I want to lift up prayers for the Baker, Mara, Scott, Milton, Mitchell family, and the loss of the Cooper and Groover family at this time as they go through bereavement.
Thank you. 6635, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Brenda from Detroit. Birthday blessings to you, Sister Danielle, and thank you for the wonderful message. I'm asking prayers for my nephew, Larry. He recently had a brief hospitalization. He's home. Hope he has a full recovery and can return to work shortly. Thank you.
Thank you. You now have our closing prayer by Brother Ben Griffin.
Good morning. Well, thank you all for continuously being participants and supporters of this great ministry. Again, my thanks to Danielle for being a host and being determined to make it a success. We just pray and trust that on her journey today with her husband, that they have a great time, a safe time, a time where they can glorify God. We pray for all that this program is endeavoring to accomplish and motivate and encourage every believer that tunes in 5 days a week, and also all the others who are aware of this ministry, that we continue to promote it and encourage others to be a part of it. We'll thank those who called in who are challenged by episodes in their life beyond their control, but we know who's in total control. We pray that Sister Pam and her family continue to be strong in the Lord and continue to trust in Him in spite of all of the challenges she's had through the years. I've been knowing her as she supports this telecast. We pray for her daughter Kennedy as she recovers from COVID-19. We just pray that God continue to give her the strength of recovery. And those who are having surgeries, the brain surgery that's scheduled for the gentleman, we just pray that God, Heavenly Father, mightily and powerfully, that we be with the surgeons and the physicians who are tending to his bedside. We just pray for those who are challenged with health abnormalities, those who have loved ones who have suffered loss due to COVID and other situations beyond our control. We just pray mightily and strongly and faithfully that we continue to hold our hands up and give us the strength of recovery and give us the mind to realize that the Lord does and still and forevermore have the whole world in His hand. Guide us, protect us, and the Father throughout our day. This we do pray in the Son of Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
I won't let
There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes.
I don't care
And one day one of those young sisters got beside us, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words:
"As I read the stories of old, and I look at old man Job, he lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife, but she said you ought to curse your God and die. I can't imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Job say, I won't let
the end turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the
Lord.
No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life gets hard, that's when you wanna fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
She told us, she said, before I take it back, I'll add more stuff.
What about those Hebrew boys? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When the king said, better bow down before that image that day. Yeah, yeah. Well, those boys were scared of the fire. Hey, they looked the king dead in the eye. No fear in their hearts, I can hear them say, I won't let nothing turn me around.
I won't let
no weapon formed against me to prosper. See, there's one thing I know, sometimes we gotta call through the fire. But it's good to know Jesus will be right there by your side. I'm not gonna let nothing, no. Turn me around, yeah. Sometimes my road, let it get a little rocky here and there. And every now and then my burdens get heavy.
Like giving up.
I'm gonna keep moving, and I'll never turn around. I'm determined, I've got a made up mind, I'm gonna get my crown. She told her, she said, I won't let nothing, no.
Yeah.